Big Girl, welcome to this edition of Health Matters. Every fortnight you can hear the program here on Noongar Radio. Keep it the healthy way. And we've got some wonderful guests here. And a topic that a lot of people most probably are very ashamed of, but you shouldn't be, because it's really important to your health, and that is sexual health. I'd like to welcome to the studio today Lisa Bastian. Lisa is the manager of sexual health and bloodborne virus program through the Department of Health. Welcome, Lisa. That was a mouthful.
Hello.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, that was perfect. Thank you.
Lisa, would you like to just let our listeners know a bit more about yourself and what you actually do?
Yeah, sure. So the Sexual Health and Bloodborne Virus Program is really focused on the prevention and control of sexually transmitted infections and bloodborne viruses such as HIV and hepatitis C and hepatitis B. So we're a public health program that works closely with community organisations and community in planning the prevention and control of sexually transmitted infections.
Thanks for that. And also Rose Murray joins us. Rose is the Mudich Project Officer from the Sexual Health Quarters, previously known as Family Planning WA. I was wondering where that went.
Yeah, we're
family
still
planning.
Yeah, we're still there, just a different name.
Rose, tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm a young minor woman, and from the Pilbara, and I've been involved with a lot of community development and arts and other and health promotion activities over the years. And this role that I'm doing with SHQ, our new named organisation, is about community education and reviewing the Mudich program. And a lot of people would know that that's the program that's aimed at supporting and educating young Aboriginal people from 10 to 14 years of age about healthy relationships and also about sexual health.
Yeah, good. I like the idea of starting early as well, because, you know, in this generation, they're starting early. Also, Dr. Terry joins us in the studio today. He's a GP, and his special interest is in infectious diseases, including HIV medicine. Tell us a bit about you, because I know that you also have some involvement with Derbal Yerrigan Health Service as well. So,
yeah, good morning. I work with Derbal at the moment as their medical administrator, so organising the doctors and trying to keep everything going and up to date. I've also worked at Wirrikamaya in Port Hedland in the Pilbara, off and on, just supporting the GP up there. But I also work at Royal Perth Hospital in the sexual health clinic. So this is a good topic to talk about.
Yeah, so you got to know the blackfellas up there.
That's good.
Well, we're going to skip into some questions. Rose, what are the most common sexually transmitted infections?
Well, I guess there's medical terms and there's local terms that people know them by. And I'm just going to give you the general health terms. So there's gonorrhea and chlamydia, and there's genital herpes, genital warts. The less common ones are syphilis, Hep B, and HIV.
Terry, what are the STIs that we're going to be talking about today?
I think our focus is going to be on chlamydia and gonorrhea, because they're really common and they're things that can be treated fairly quickly. The other problems that we're looking at are syphilis, which we need to talk about because it's hit Queensland, especially amongst young Aboriginal people, and it's spreading across the north towards the Kimberley and the Pilbara. We'll talk about this a bit later, and we really are just talking about it as a warning. The big problem that I'd like to mention is the human papillomavirus, which is associated with genital warts, but also with cancer of the cervix in females and some anal cancer in men and women. The reason to mention this is because a vaccine, which you can get at the age of 13, though anybody up to the age of 20 can get it from their GP or from Derbal, this vaccine will actually stop cancer, and I think that's a pretty impressive thing to say, and it's a pretty impressive thing to have done. So, yeah, get the vaccine. But we will start with chlamydia and gonorrhea because they're really common.
Why is that? Why do you think they're so common?
But both of them are really high background in society. It's really common amongst young people under the age of 25. It's easily spread, and we're not doing enough about it. We're not capturing it in time and treating it in time, so therefore it's spreading.
Do you think that, because, correct me if I'm wrong, chlamydia, there are very few signs that a person will notice if they do contract it?
80% of women won't know they've got chlamydia, and that makes it really horrendous, and that's the only way that we can pick it up is by testing. 20% of men will not have symptoms either, so that's again quite a huge number of people who will have a disease and just not know about it.
Rose, our mob of shame, Anna.
Don't say.
Let's talk about that, because I think that's very important as well. I mean, health overall is one of those things our mob probably need to take more aware of and be more precautious.
Yeah, for sure.
And not shame about.
Yeah, and we'll give you a few ideas about what to do about that shame factor. But, you know, we've got to understand that this is a historical thing. You know, a lot of people, through solar generation, been moving around, with two cultures got running at the same time, how to handle these issues, it can be difficult, but that's the whole point of government departments and non-government organisations coming together to deal with this in education and a treatment plans, and that's what we want to share with people today.
We're going to go to a song by Gina Williams, and it's Brilliant Blue, and we're going to come back and have more of a chat with Lisa, and as I said, Lisa is the manager of the Sexual Health and Bloodborne Virus Program at the Department of Health. So do stick around. You're listening to me, Big Girl, and this is Health Matters.
Health Matters, a show where we discuss all health issues affecting Aboriginal people. Tune in Wednesday, 11 a.m. and repeating after the Inside Out show to get your fortnightly house call from 100.9 FM Noongar Radio.
Time.
Beautiful voice of Gina Williams there with Brilliant Blue on Health Matters today. The healthiest way is by keeping safe and also by preventing and getting checked out. And what a better topic to talk about today. Embarrassing to some people, but I don't know. I've had an STI. There you go. It's out there, Perth. I've had one. My first experience with sex. There you go. Had a little test. I don't know what the test was for. I think it was just some random test, and I got sent this big tablet to take. I don't know, Dr. Terry. Is that what you have today?
Absolutely.
Big tablet. And I was wondering, what was going on? But, you know, now that and at the time I thought, wow, what a rotten man. He had something and he didn't even tell me. Maybe he didn't know. But then again, it was my responsibility as well, you know, not to rush into it. So, yeah, don't rush into it.
Good.
Rush into love, but maybe not so much with the sex. Do get to know your partners first. It's something that our elders used to do. And I often go into the prison to talk to the women about, you know, rushing into sex and rushing into partnerships and stuff like that. And yeah, all about keeping safe and keeping our family safe as well. Now, Lisa, I'll introduce you again. Lisa Bastian, Manager of Sexual Health and also the Bloodborne Virus Program, Department of Health. Now, Lisa, I'm dying to find out about the partnership arrangement that you have with the Department of Health and also for the not-for-profit organisations.
Sure, happy to talk about that. The Department of Health views sexually transmitted infections, or STIs, as a priority health issue, and particularly young Aboriginal people as a priority population in our approach to the prevention and control of STIs. So part of that partnership approach is keeping the community at the centre of what we plan and for services and programs for the Aboriginal community. So we work really closely with community-based organisations and community advisors to help us plan services that are about improving awareness about STIs, improving primary healthcare GP services know and understand and how to test and treat for STIs. So it's really working in close partnership and taking a lot of advice from community organisations about what
works. Is it Aboriginal people?
So we have set up structures like, you know, formal committees and so on, but if we're doing a particular, like a health promotion resource or a social marketing campaign, we would have community advisors, and we would consult very closely with the community about what works and where it works differently in the state.
Mm, awesome. Terry, can we talk a bit more about chlamydia? Because we were going to talk about that. And as I was just saying, I got a STI, and honestly, I can't remember what it was. I was only like 16 years of age. But, you know, how do you get it and what are the symptoms?
Chlamydia is a sexually transmissible infection. It's caught through having unprotected vaginal, oral, I suppose, anal sex as well. It means that you haven't been using a condom, so we really do promote condoms, except if, of course, you're in a long-term relationship. So most women won't know they've got any got chlamydia. There's no symptoms. There's only 20% of women will show something like burning when they pass urine. There could be a funny discharge. But the main thing is when it starts getting complicated and there's pain in the lower belly or in the pelvis and pain during sex, and it could be getting into your uterus and fallopian tubes. So it's going to interfere with your ability to have a baby in the long term, and that's a real worrying thing.
Mm. With chlamydia, because as we were talking, it's one of those STIs which is hard to pick up on if you do have it. Does it get worse? You know, like worse by every day? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know.
Be good one time, and then as it goes along, a couple of weeks or whatever, you know, does it get worse?
It seems to stay in your body for an awful long time.
Yeah,
and it may not do anything except it's going to spread to the next person. But it's when it gets deep inside into the women's genital tract, when it gets into the uterus and fallopian tubes.
Yeah,
that's when it causes the real bad symptoms of pain, and that's when you really have to treat it as an emergency. It's pelvic inflammatory disease, basically.
Yeah. So I'm thinking at the first, if somebody does have chlamydia and they're not aware of it, I would say for the initial part of it, they could even pass it as a urine infection with similar symptoms?
Sometimes. It's only when they start getting pain on passing urine that it could mimic a urinary tract infection.
Yeah.
So what we do these days is try and make sure if a person comes in with those symptoms, is that we do both. We test the urine for bacteria in case it's a urinary infection, but it's good to also be aware, especially in a woman under 30. I know we say 25, but under 30, if they've got some pain on passing urine, it's really good to make sure your chlamydia test is negative at the same time.
Rose?
I was just thinking, Terry, it's true, isn't it, that over time that it can lead to not being fertile, hey?
Yeah, that's the big thing. When it gets into the pelvis as pelvic inflammatory disease, that can lead to infertility, and that's an awful thing to deal with.
Yeah. So if you have burning or pain when you're having a wee-wee, if you've got unusual discharge from your down below, and if you have pain in the lower belly, pain during sex, unusual bleeding or spotting between periods, you should go to your GP.
Absolutely.
Am I right?
Yeah.
And it's just a urine test?
It's just a urine test. I mean, some of us would also probably do a vaginal swab if you want. Whichever one's fine. Pretty simple test. Also, I'd go along if you're a bit unsure of your partner. And
going to say, because you said that before, you know, not to get checked if you have a partner, but things happen. Even if you are married up, if you start feeling like that, you go doctor straight away.
Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And people, you know, keep saying that we know that, like, if you're more at risk if you're under 25, and we know that if you're jumping around a bit, you know, you are changing partners a lot, you're more at risk. And people that, you know, obviously if you're not using condoms, you're very much at risk. And this other one is to do, if you've already got one STI, you're more likely to get another one at the same time. So yeah, we just got to be careful.
Wow. Yeah. Now, what about gonorrhea? What are the symptoms that someone could experience if they had gonorrhea?
Again, it's a really clever disease. 60% of women who get gonorrhea don't even know they've got it. Majority of men probably don't have any symptoms at all. Though, you know, the men might get a bit of a yellow discharge and some burning with passing urine. Later on, women again will get similar symptoms. They may have a discharge, but you've got to be careful of that. It's something that really does present with nothing at all until suddenly you've got, again, the complication of pelvic inflammation. The disease spreads into the uterus and into the fallopian tubes, and again, that can go on to infertility, you know, no babies, which, again, we're trying to prevent.
Yeah, definitely. Now, can an infected mother pass on gonorrhea or chlamydia to her baby at all?
Yeah, there is the chance of that.
I was hoping you was going to say no.
No. It can affect, you can get chlamydia in the eyes of babies, so we usually test for that with births.
So what, they could be blind or affect their vision?
It could infect their eyes. So you do test for that a lot of the time. But the thing is, if you've tested mum and she's okay, then you don't need to go any further. Most women would be tested during pregnancy. All people usually get a test for STIs during pregnancy.
Is there any chance of dying from an STI?
That's a really complicated question because theoretically with chlamydia and gonorrhea it rarely ever happens. But you can get complications with gonorrhea in joints, and there are certain disease processes that occur which are very rare, which can lead to people getting seriously ill with chlamydia and gonorrhea.
Mm.
Yeah.
Rose, we were talking about condoms. Are they very accessible?
Yeah, they're very accessible. Every Aboriginal Health Service would have them, and certainly at all the health promotion activities that you'll see around Perth, where our organisations are in the departments involved, you'll normally have free condoms available. And even like when we work regionally and remote, people, we always remind people about the access, and because people have condom trees and things like that. It's just very important to have them accessible, and for families to help their young people access them, actually, because there's a lot of us not really ready to be, grandparents, and there's a lot.
How are you, your sister?
Yeah, boy. and a lot of young people not really ready to be mums or dads, and that's another good thing about condoms, that it is the only contraception that will stop an STI,
Yeah, exactly. Now, you were speaking condom trees. We're going to go to this fantastic song, which most people will know, probably blush to. It's from the Brand New Day movie and also theatre production, and it's called Seeds That You Might Sow. Don't be ashamed, you mob.
She was only 16, just a child upon a rope. When I moved up to her slowly, said I got a heavy load. She said, and she left me for her home.
Now, that's how it's got to be, straight out talk. And you do, do you remember the movie? They did have the condom tree up there in Broome.
Yeah.
What a great idea, because I think if we can talk about any health matter, even those ones that are embarrassed to some, in an open conversation, because, look, life is too short.
Yeah.
Really, especially if we're looking at these STIs, they're actually, back in my day, they wasn't really that much. It was just something that you get, and no one really, it was nothing really. Do you know what I mean? But, we've been talking today on Health Matters about how STIs can affect you, and, especially if you get pregnant. If you want to get pregnant, you could also be fertile as a result of not receiving treatment as well. And Terry, you were touching on some joint problems and stuff like that as well. So it's nothing to mess around with, basically. Now, where do we go, Rose and Terry, if I'm burning and I've got some discharge, where should we go?
And even if you've been changing partners recently and you don't know the background of that person that you've had sex with, it's a good idea to go and get a test.
Yeah.
And we're lucky in Perth because there's a number of different options.
Mm-hmm.
You could go to Durbel and get tested. You can come to Sexual Health Quarters, SHQ in Northbridge, and we run a clinic there. You can go to Fremantle Hospital. You could go to Fiona Stanley at Royal Perth. And these are all places that people are very used to working in sexual health, so they get the shame stuff, and they are welcoming, and you're not going to tell them anything they haven't heard before. So we just encourage people to go soon and get treated, because it's better than letting something go too far.
Mm. And so in most cases it's just an antibiotic, Dr. Terry, that's people will have to have?
It's pretty simple, it's pretty straightforward. For gonorrhea, it's two tablets called azithromycin, and for gonorrhea it's a bit more complicated. In the Pilbara and further north, it's a Zap-Pak, which are just tablets, but down here, it's probably best to have an injection plus the tablets to cover everything.
Mm.
Yeah, pretty straightforward treatment. Once you've got it, we can clear it pretty quickly.
Yeah. No excuses. Your mob, I reckon, no excuses, because this just goes like wildfire, What else do we need to talk on that's really important about STI and also safe sex?
One of the things that's a bit new is that, because of the shame factor and a lot of people have access to computers and that now, there is a way where you can actually get the test done and fill in a form and get the test done by going to a website called couldihaveit.com.au, and they get you to fill in a form, and you take it off to pathology, Path West, and you just wee in a jar, and you get it there. Then the nurse rings you back or contacts you to say you need to get treatment. So you actually don't have to for the first instance front anybody. So that's an interesting sort of new look, modern way of doing it, and then you follow up with treatment.
That's handy. Everything's online these days,
don't they?
Yeah. And I reckon that would be good for people that do have access to internet and feeling a bit shame, the less people that you talk to about it,
One of the things I think too is this thing about talking to someone when you may not be quite brave enough to talk face to face is that at SHQ we've got a sexual health helpline, and you can ring these really experienced nurses from 8:30 till 4 Monday to Friday and just have a chat. And they can give you some advice, and you just on the end of the phone, and that just makes everybody feel a bit more comfortable before they make the next step. That sexual health helpline is 9227 6178. In our community, we know a lot of our family work in different services, in Aboriginal health services and at GP clinics. So if you want to, make that first step a bit easier for yourself, that could help you encourage you to, be confident, don't be shame, be game.
Yeah,
and get information for yourself and your family's health.
Hey Rose, what's that number again?
That number is 9227 6178.
Mm. And we're going to put that up on our Facebook page as well, I think. I think that's a really good way around it. I love just ringing up people or Googling,
Yeah.
But sometimes Googling isn't the best thing to do with health. That's why you might get the wrong the wrong information. What do you reckon, Dr. Terry?
We call it Dr. Google.
Dr. Google, yes.
It's a big headache. Everybody comes in with cancer for a sore throat.
Yeah. No, so don't do that. Don't do that. And plus, when you're Googling for information, it doesn't talk back to you. Do you know what I mean? You just take what's in front of you. So give the number a call, 9227-6178, and that's from 8.30 to 4, Monday to Friday, Anna Rose.
Yeah.
Have a bit of a yarn.
Yeah, and it's nice, you know, like people deal with this stuff all the time and it's just part of life and people are very welcoming.
I was going to say to the partner that's having some on the side, that number would be really good because we don't, no wife or husband wants to be infected by their partner, you know. It's a big shame. I would imagine that a lot of them would get it cleared up and not say anything.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's a bit hard, isn't it?
The trouble with that is that if you have got it, you've probably spread it to your partner.
You've done it already.
So you have to disclose it to
Dr. Terry, very personal. Is it just one time and you can get it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? That's it.
You don't use a condom and you're having an affair, well, you're going to get it.
Assume that.
Not good.
It's not to mess around with. Use condoms, yeah. Grab some. And as Rose was saying, you know, they're free and quite available at health services. And, you know, if you go to Derwall Yerrigan, check them out there as well. I can remember seeing a big batch of them with Mary G on there. I know she's a good voice for safe sex. Yeah,
she is. And if we could all be as brave as she is, you know, and being straight out, that would be, we'd have a much healthier community, and we know that our young people in particular would be much safer.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to go to another song around the subject of safe and sex and good practice, and it's by Duck Corbett, so have a listen to this one. Health Matters, 100.9 FM, Noongar Radio with me, Big Girl, Dr. Terry and Rose.
When you wake up in the middle of the night, you didn't use a condom and you're bound to get a fright. You gotta practice safe sex. You gotta practice safe sex. You gotta practice safe sex. If you wanna go fall in love, we've been smoking for a while, drinking in the aisle, in the gym we call eight. It makes your body face. You gotta practice safe sex. You gotta practice safe sex. You gotta practice safe sex if you wanna go fall in love. We've been smoking for a while and drinking in the afternoon. Yeah, we call eight. Makes your body face. You gotta practice safe sex. You gotta practice safe sex. You gotta practice safe sex if you wanna go all in love.
Yeah, you definitely do. You got to practice safe sex, not only for yourself, for your partner, for your family, and for your children as well. And as Dr. Terry was saying, it could happen on the first time, and it probably will. You'll get something if someone's got something. Now, we're going to talk about syphilis as well, and you also want to talk about hepatitis as well, Dr. Terry?
Yeah, just briefly. The syphilis is a worry because it's spreading across the north of Australia. It started off with something like almost 500 cases in Queensland, and it's spreading across the north. It's affecting young people and many Aboriginal people as well. It's a serious disease. It's like all STIs. You just don't know you've got it most of the time. People most of the time have no symptoms. They just carry on with their sex life and their ordinary life, but they're spreading a disease which can have really bad effects on somebody else. So the syphilis sometimes is comes along and you get an ulcer, which is painless, and then it disappears, and that's the syphilis, but then later on it keeps attacking your body, including your heart and your brain, so that 10 years later you develop all sorts of issues around that. So we've got a real interest in, we're trying to do as much as we can to contain syphilis and pick it up early. So this is where I'm going to put an advert in for an Aboriginal health assessment. They're done every year annually. It's the item number 715 in the Medicare book, but it's something where you go to your GP. Durbel is a good example, and you get everything done from where to go, and they should be testing your blood test for syphilis and hep C. Make sure that you're immune to hepatitis B as well. Just on a sideline, hepatitis C is really important because it's now a curable disease. It's spread mainly through intravenous drug use, a bit through some certain sex practices, but the fact that it's a curable disease means that it probably we should all get tested for it, because if it's positive, then we can do something about it right away. The new treatments have only just come out, so that's a good thing to remember, especially when you go and have your Aboriginal health assessment. When you do that, you also probably will find that the doctor will want to do an STI screen if you're under 35 on everybody who walks in, and that's a good thing to do as well. That's one way of picking up the syphilis, though if you're in contact with somebody, we'll test you for syphilis as well. Make sure that you haven't got it during pregnancy, because it can spread to the baby really easily. This is the one that does cause damage to the baby.
That's not good. Rose, we were talking about internet access, and I thought that was really good, and then we also spoke about giving someone a call and having a yarn, and of course that service number is 9227 6178, Monday to Friday 8:30 to 4. So if you want to talk to someone about maybe the possibility of yourself an STI, or maybe you want to get some information about it for somebody else, that's too shame, that's also a good thing. But if we could just go over some of the places where people can go for information online.
Yeah, there's this website called couldihaveit.com.au. So could I have it is like one word. .com.au is this website, and you download a pathology form, and so you then take the form to Pathway Centre, and they're throughout Perth definitely. And you do that with you do a wee test, and then the women might be asked to do a vaginal swab, and so you don't. It's the less times you have to actually talk to somebody that that really helped you, and then you leave it there, and they get back to you with the information about whether you need treatment or not. So you can see that non-government organisations and the department are all looking at different ways to try and make the community, all communities, feel more comfortable about looking after their own sexual health. And we're always open to ideas too about how best to serve the community.
Take black shun. What's that about?
Tell ya,
you. I've got to note to you that I've got to mention it. What's it about?
What a laugh. You want a good laugh about sex? You got to look that one up. So, you know these guys that are in black comedy and really, really funny comedians from Queensland? And
oh, not Stephen Oliver.
Oh, you got him.
You got him.
And funniest show on a little grab on people feeling comfortable or not that comfortable about going for a STI test, and then talking to each other about why we should do it, and they just handle it in such a great way, and the sort of woman's asking, you know, why do you want to go and do that, or how come you are so relaxed about that, and just keep saying, because I'm sexy. What can you say? I mean, you're just falling over laughing at it, but he's just so clever, and he's trying to help communities see, you know, let's just go and help each other by getting over these barriers, I guess. And everybody wants a good laugh, and it's a great way of spreading some health message.
So he's talking about safe sex.
Yeah.
Well, do you do that? Do you find comedy comes into it somewhere?
Yeah, for sure. Look, when you know, part of my role is to work with young people with the Murich program. And, you know, we try and make it some fun activities and talking and sharing and the kids get embarrassed and we get embarrassed, but we have a good laugh.
Yeah.
Because, it's just a lovely way of making people feel relaxed and leveled. And our community are great storytellers and we love to have a good laugh. And it's just it's a lovely way to do that.
Gotta check that out. Now the spelling for that is take, BLAKTION. When I finish this show, I'm gonna check that out. What about, print, like brochures and that available everywhere type thing? What about any more websites? I think
Healthy WA is really, really important to jump on that website and have a look. And the website for more information is also for public health. So it goes www.public.health.wa.gov.au, and that will certainly give you information about STIs. And if you also look at SHQ's website, shq.org.au, that also will provide you with some information. There's actually quite a lot of information out there broadly that people can get hold of, but it's like, how do you tune it into our community so people can understand it in a basic way, but if they want to know more detailed information, where they can go.
So the Murich program, which is the one that you're with through SHQ, how can people access that program? And you just go over that one a bit more.
Yeah, so SHQ, we've got an education and training unit, and what we do is for the Murich program, it runs for 10 sessions. It's about an hour long, and we're just revising it at the moment, and it's designed for Aboriginal kids that are young people that are from 10 to 14-year-olds. So we train our own community as leaders to teach it in their own communities. So you can teach it out bush, remote. You can teach it in a school. You could teach it anywhere. And basically that course teaches young people to feel a bit more comfortable talking about their bodies, their changes in their body from puberty, how to ask for help, and some of the very basic information about sexual health. The course to learn how to teach it runs for 4 days, and there are communities, little scholarships to be able to afford that. And we have people that come down for it from other places, and we also take that out bush in other regional towns. And schools come approach us and say we want some people to come out and teach it with our group of young students, and we've help them line up with other Murich leaders who know the course, and we go out work with them.
I guess from my point of view, I mean, STIs are a disease which can be picked up, obviously, through one bout of sex, and can be very damaging. But I'm thinking perception as well takes a role in all of this as well. So don't feel dirty. And please, you know, if you know someone that has a STI, don't call them dirty or, you know, put those stereotypes around people, you know, that they're, well, you can't say much on this show, can you? They're bunging around or whatever, you know. Probably the worst thing you can say, because a person won't get treatment, you know.
Yeah, and so people think, you know, you can't tell. People could be, you know, as flash as wealthy as, and driving around in a deadly car and all of that. You can't tell if anybody's got an STI. There's just no way of telling. So it's very, you know, it's very important to take care of your own health and your partner's.
Definitely. Hey, we're going to go to a very popular song. Terry and Rose, you would both know Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing. We're going there now. And I just want to remind our listeners as well that they can definitely go to healthywa.wa.gov.au to have a listen again to this program. It is podcasted on the site there, so do go and have a look. Actually, every Health Matters program is on there, so there's some great ones that you may have missed. Diabetes for one, childhood, go and check it out. Hepatitis is another one, and of course this one today that we are doing here, which is sexual health. But yeah, we'll go to some sexual healing now. Yes, and do it right. Do it safely. Wear a condom. Straight out, talking here. You're on Health Matters with me, Big Girl, and talking with Terry and also Rose. And we're going to leave in a few minutes. But don't forget, the program runs again on Sunday night at 9 o'clock. It sounds really weird. I can't believe I said it because I'm actually on Sunday night for 4 hours and now I'll be on there 5 hours. So yeah, don't you leave me at 9 o'clock. Yes. Stay with me on a Sunday night. So what are we going to go over now? What's the most important messages, and keynotes that, you want to put across, Rose and Dr. Terry?
I think one of the things is talk to your kids young. Talk to them when they're ready. If you're not, it's a hard thing as parents and grandparents for us to talk about sexual health. And when the kid starts asking questions is the time we've got to provide them with information. And if you're not that comfortable with it, maybe there's someone else responsible in the family who is. And if that child can feel safe to be able to talk about those things, we found that young people are more inclined to hold off on having sex and make that decision at a more mature age if they have an okay relationship with their family and they feel comfortable about talking about their body and their needs and all the changes that are happening. And encouraging everybody in your family to ask for help and for information about their personal health is a great way to raise our kids. And there's plenty of services out there now that can help, and information on the web.
Thanks, Rose. It's been great having you on Health Matters. Dr. Terry, what will be your final words for today?
Just briefly, we all have sex. We're all human. We're all exposed to STIs, sexually transmissible diseases. It's one of the facts of life. So the important medical aspects are to get tested as often and as frequently as you want, and just do it early in a relationship, early when you're changing relationships, or early after you've had a separation of a relationship, or whenever you want to have a test, whenever you feel up to it.
And listeners, don't forget you can visit the Healthy WA website for further information, not just on safe sex, but all health matters. And the program is presented here by myself every fortnight at 11 o'clock on a Wednesday and repeated on the Sunday at 9 o'clock. Thanks, Dr. Terry. Thank you, Rose.
Thank you. It's been fun.
Let's hope people listen to us. Don't be ashamed.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.